Greetings and welcome to the Geek Pod. So today we're going to be talking about something that's been a hot topic here in South Florida. PL and DPL, also known as CTCSS, DCS, Tone Squelch, Channel Guard. It's got a bunch of different names. But essentially it does the same thing in either an analog format or a digital format. Now, as of late, there's been some repeater systems here that have gotten all wrapped up and coming up with some convoluted way of implementing DPL and PL. Okay, all right. Before I get into what all those acronyms mean, which if you've gotten into this radio hobby, I'm sure you've heard at least Tone Squelch. But you might have heard the term PL, DPL, CTCSS, DCS, you've heard all these terms thrown around somewhere at some point if you are in the ham radio or GMRS hobby. Let me tell you what it's not. It's not encryption. It's not a method of privacy. It's not some kind of secret squirrel format. No. In fact, you can't even run encryption on ham or GMRS, and you're not even supposed to be using any digital formats on GMRS, even though there's some guy down here in South Florida who's doing it, and he thinks he's special or something. But you're not supposed to. So what's the whole deal with it? There's some mystery involved because of what it does with your radio. Oh, if I don't set this correctly, my radio will not activate the repeater. Oh, what's a repeater, by the way, for those of you who don't know? There's a section on repeaters here on GeekPod, but a repeater is nothing more than a piece of equipment that's at a tall site, usually the top of a tall building or a big antenna tower, that retransmits what it hears. So therefore, somebody that's on a walkie-talkie can cover a bigger area. So anyways, going back to the whole PL thing, PL, private line, DPL, digital private line, CTCSS, continuous tone coded squelch system, DCS, digital coded squelch. These are just methods of being able to enable when a repeater turns on, or when somebody's radio actually outputs audio through the speaker. It is not any kind of encryption. It does not guarantee any form of privacy. In fact, if you take your amateur radio walkie-talkie, and some commercial ones have it too, they'll have a button that you could push that opens the squelch. Sometimes it's labeled MON or MONI, MONI, which stands for monitor. You push that button and then you hear shh, you hear all the noise. Anybody who's talking on that frequency, you're going to hear it. They could run all the PL, DPL that they want. You're still going to hear it. It is not a method of hiding that you are there. The whole purpose of it initially was, back in the day, when people were using radio for commercial purposes, cell phones were too expensive, so you'd have Timmy the tow truck driver and Paul the plumber that needed to communicate with their crew. So the way they did it is they'd go to a radio company and they'd rent access to the radio system. So Paul the plumber would be using the same tower that Timmy the tow truck driver did. The reason they wouldn't hear each other is because they were running different PL tones. So when Paul would key up his radio, his plumbers would hear him talking, but Timmy the tow truck driver wouldn't hear it because his speaker wouldn't activate. And that's all PL was for. It's to allow different groups with different interests or different conversations to share a resource, being a repeater or a frequency. It does not guarantee privacy in any way, because all you have to do is open up the squelch on your radio to where you hear shh, open it up, go open squelch, and you will hear all the conversations on a channel. So that is a big misconception that some people have. Now, along with this whole PL system, the radios also had the ability for you to program busy channel lockout. You'll see it labeled on Chinese radios as BCL. It might have different names on it, but what it does is if the squelch is opened up due to a signal, that means that there's somebody talking, and that means that you shouldn't be allowed to press your transmit button. So the radio will prevent you from keying up and transmitting over somebody. And that's how they did it in the commercial radio world. So you'd have multiple people using a repeater. The different companies couldn't hear each other, but they also couldn't key up on each other unless somebody went in there and finagled the programming of the radio. And it allowed different groups to be able to use the same resources without stepping on each other. Now, the other reason for using PL is you might have a situation where there's a lot of noise. There's noise around you that's caused by other equipment, other sources, interference. So instead of having your radio open up and you're suddenly hearing all this stuff, you turn on PL decode or DPL decode. And if the repeater is transmitting a PL tone, whether it's audio, regular audio or digital, your radio wants to see that specific tone before it activates the speaker. And that way, as you're driving around, you're not hearing all these squeaks and squawks and all this other noise and all this other nonsense that bothers you. That's the whole reason for having tone squelch or digital tone squelch or PL or DPL or whatever name you want to call it. That's the whole reason for incorporating that on your channels. It is to prevent you from having to listen to conversations that don't interest you, that are not relevant to you in the case of the business world. And also, so your radio doesn't just sit there and open up every time you drive past a noise source and you're hearing all this squawks and racket coming out of your radio. That's the whole purpose for PL and DPL. Once again, it is not a form of encryption. It does not guarantee privacy in any way. It is not no secret squirrel thing. And to make it even more interesting, you have radios that can decode and find the hidden PL. A lot of modern ham radios, and by modern I say stuff that was sold within the last like 15 years, have the ability to do a tone scan, a tone search. So let's say I know there's some guys transmitting on, let me throw out a random frequency, 462.700. That's one of the GMRS repeater pairs. I hear activity there, but I can't key up the repeater. It's because I don't have the right PL tone. So what do? You monitor the input of the repeater. And as soon as you hear one of the users that has a strong enough signal that you can receive it, this is best done with a radio connected to an outdoor antenna. You monitor the input of the repeater, not the output, the input, and you put your radio on tone scan. And as soon as somebody keys up, bam, there, you just got the access code to the repeater. Simple as that. It is not rocket science. It is not no guarantee of privacy. Whoever thinks it is, you need to go back to Ham Radio 1101 because, no, that's not how it works. PL and DPL are merely intended to facilitate the sharing of resources and to be able to mitigate some interference issues, which leads me to the next thing. Oh, DPL or PL are going to prevent jamming. No. And here's why. It prevents the repeater from activating if they don't have the right tone, but it does not magically clear up the airwaves. So if I'm sitting here with a high-powered radio keying on a repeater trying to cause a mess, make everybody angry, whatever it is, and I don't have the right tone, I will not activate the repeater, but I have still increased the noise floor on the channel in proportion to my transmitted signal. So if I got a slamming signal into a repeater and I don't have the right tone, what's going to happen is when you hear somebody talking and all of a sudden, boop, they disappear. Then the guy comes back and he's talking again and then, boop, he just disappears. It's like somebody erased him. What is happening is there's somebody that is keying on the input of that repeater with the wrong tone or no tone, and a repeater requires a tone. So they are wiping out the receiver. The receiver is being overcome by that person's signal, because it's stronger than the intended user, and therefore the repeater goes silent. It doesn't hear the correct tone. That person's signal disappeared off the map because they got keyed out. The repeater doesn't key up, but the person just disappears. So it is not even a guarantee that you're going to get rid of a jammer just because you're running some convoluted PL/DPL setup. If somebody's determined and they have half a clue, they're going to be a pain in the butt anyways. PL, DPL, whatever you want to call it, it does not in any way guarantee that somebody can't get into your repeater. What it does do is it aggravates the beginner because they have to figure out how it works. And when you start doing this craziness with split tones, it makes it even worse. Now, here's a little tip for the beginner. You don't have to have PL or DPL on your receive. You don't have to. You can leave that selection open and just turn the regular squelch up. You only need to worry about your transmitted PL or DPL because that's what's going to activate the receiver on the other end, which typically is a repeater. But you don't need to worry about it on your receiver if you don't mind listening to everything you can pick up, which I find it kind of cool because you can hear all of the signals that show up on a frequency. I think it's a cool idea. That's how I've always run my radios. I don't run PL or DPL on receive. It's useless. Just put it on the transmit side. Now, what radios have this PL, DPL feature? Man, everything that's been made in the past, 30 years? In fact, here's one.
Frequency mode.
You all know what that is. The Bofang. Well, the Bofang does PL and DPL, or CTCSS as they call it, because that's the generic name, and it also does DCS, which would be digital PL, and it does the inverted ones. The Bofang even goes a step further. It allows you to type in a custom PL tone. Now, the difference between PL and DPL, one is an actual audio tone that is a very low level, so the user can barely hear it. You have to try really hard, and most of the radios have a way of filtering it out. DPL is a digital code that is sent. So to the user, this is all transparent. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but the radio can hear it. The Bofangs can do PL, DPL, inverted DPL. They do not do tone search, though. But now, there's a brand new Bofang on the market, a new UV5R, but it's a bigger one. And that one has the capability of being put into a scan mode where it will scan for 10 seconds and it will pick up anything that is nearby that is really strong and it will grab the frequency and the tone. Wow, even on a Bofang, that's $30, $35. Your better ham radios, your more expensive stuff from the big three, all of it has had the tone scan feature for a long time. You dial in the frequency in question, you hit the tone scan button, and the radio does the magic for you, and it tells you, hey, this is the tone I'm hearing. Just remember, you do it on the input frequency of the repeater, not the output, because some people make the output PL different from the input, thinking that they're going to somehow hide it. Come on, man. That's in the little book that you read when you're learning about ham radio and it explains to you how repeaters work. You can have a different tone on the in and on the out. Like I said, it is not a mode of encryption and it is not very successful at keeping people out who want in. It is meant to facilitate the sharing of a repeater frequency or a radio frequency in general between groups of people that are having totally different conversations and don't need to or don't care to hear each other. That is the whole point. It is not some kind of magic fix-all force field lock. Please, folks, stop it. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed this Geek Podcast. Until next time.